This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Poland, is homophobic Poland about to get its first openly gay president?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Poland's first openly gay mayor, Robert Biedron, is throwing his hat into the presidential campaign ahead of the national vote in the year 2020. Now, even though the election is a few years away, recent polls show one in every four Poles is willing to vote for him. Which is quite a remarkable achievement, really, given that the country, anywhere between 50 and 70% of people do not approve of same-sex relationships.
Announcing his candidacy now allows him plenty of time to campaign and build his support even further. The very vocal LGBTI activist made history in 2014 when he became the first gay mayor in Poland when he won local elections in the northern area of Słupsk.
In fact, he did that rather comfortably, winning 57% of the votes in the second round of voting, which is something of an anomaly in Poland, where 90% of the country is Roman Catholic. He's not only openly gay, he's also an atheist.
Well, there you go.
He's representing the centre-left party Your Movement in the elections. He's been with his partner of 16 years and often shares photographs of them on his social media accounts.
Over in the UK, all across London this week, messages have calling for the decriminalisation of homosexuality in the Commonwealth went up in lights for everyone to see. Now, the protections came courtesy of All Out, a non-profit LGBT rights group, and they put them up on major buildings within centre London. Now, this was to coincide with the first day of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting.
And a whole lot of people chipped in. Crowdfunding paid to make the projections happen.
There are 53 countries in the Commonwealth, an intergovernmental organisation that is mostly made up of former British colonies. I'm sorry. And currently, 37 of these have laws criminalising homosexuality. Again, I'm sorry.
The old sodomy Beautiful. Laws that have been around for years, centuries, yes.
So many of the Commonwealth leaders shamelessly scapegoat LGBTI plus people for their domestic political advantage. Where have we heard that before? They often exploit the false narrative that homosexuality is a Western import and argue that that this is a reason that it must be eradicated.
And this project aims to influence the leaders to just discuss LGBTI rights. And I did actually read today that Theresa May has said she will bring this up at the CHOGM conference.
Very interesting. Now, off to Hong Kong. Major banks have got behind a gay couple fighting for partner visa in Hong Kong. A British woman has made history with a landmark High Court win, only for the Immigration Department to challenge the decision. Some of the world's biggest companies have got behind a lesbian in Hong Kong trying to get her partner a visa. Simply known as QT, the English woman is in a civil partnership with SS, a woman who got a job in Hong Kong. But because the Hong Kong authority does not recognise same-sex marriages, QT was not eligible to get a dependent visa. The couple is battling Immigration Department for years in the courts. They eventually won a landmark High Court case in September last year. The celebrations were short-lived when the Immigration Department announced its appeal, announced it would appeal the High Court decision.
And getting the support of the business community, when we last went to Hong Kong, the biggest companies in the world who have these very equal, you know, equality programs mm-hmm. are getting right behind these sorts of cases. So it's really quite influential.
Yeah, no, it's interesting time, certainly in Hong Kong. And yeah, some of the world's biggest law firms are getting behind, yes.
Across to the USA, where LGBTI conversion therapy is being phased out in many many states, finally, many states and cities across the country banning this inhumane practice. The so-called gay cure therapy is dying slowly across the US. The Hawaiian State Senate passed a bill just this past week banning any attempt to alter the sexual orientation or gender identity of LGBTI youth. Similar laws have passed in Maine. The legislation is clearly demonstrating, the legislators say, clearly demonstrating a passion for action and care of LGBTI youth. I'm surprised it's taken this long personally, but you know. There are reportedly 700,000 people from LGBTIQ community who have survived this conversion therapy.
I actually find this quite astonishing news, considering some of the news that we've just had out of our own state of Victoria, with the Liberal Party pushing for more rights for parents to have access to information on gay conversion therapy in our own country, in our own state. I find it astonishing and
quite extraordinary. Yeah. And but it was smacked down. So
of course, but just the fact that
it was come up, yeah,
is amazing. And yet, at the same time, countries such as the United States are turning around, which is fantastic news.
In brief, Indonesia, caning for LGBTI people will now be allowed behind closed doors in Aceh.
Trinidad and Tobago have just legalised consensual gay sex.
India's National Congress president has vowed to decriminalise gay sex in the country.
South Korea, social media meltdown as a Korean boy band BTS post about gay film Love, Simon, which is a fantastic film, by the way.
And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.